This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. From Oklahoma to Wisconsin, trees are down, power is out, schools are closed, and at least 23 people have died, all because of a massive ice storm. Sleet and freezing rain began pouring down over the weekend, and it may be several days before electricity is restored. NPR's Jason Beaubien has been in the middle of all this, driving from Kansas through Missouri and into Oklahoma, where a federal emergency has been declared. He's now in Tulsa. Jason, what have you seen?
It's been quite amazing, the extent of this storm. All the way across western Missouri, all of the trees are just completely covered in ice. And then when I finally got to Tulsa last night, trees just all over the city are down. At the moment, I'm in a Tulsa neighborhood. People have sort of started to clean up. They're moving some of the branches out of the streets. But in this neighborhood, every house that had trees in the yard has trees or branches down in the yard. Absolutely amazing, the force of this storm and the way that it just ripped these branches off these trees.
Now, I gather this is the largest power outage that Oklahoma has ever experienced. How are people staying warm?
With difficulty. A lot of people have moved out to hotels, have moved in with friends. Much of Tulsa is without power, but there are pockets where people do have electricity and do have power. Went to one person's house, they have their gas was still functioning, so they have just their gas fireplace going. But a lot of people are just struggling to stay warm, and the people particularly who are staying in their own homes, that's one of the great concerns if this goes on for a long time.
Jason, you said people are staying in hotels. That's one way they're trying to stay warm, I assume, because the hotels have emergency generators. I would assume there's a run on hotel rooms in Tulsa right now.
The hotels are completely packed, and yes, it is, because they have backup generators at least some of the hotels. I was talking to an insurance agent who had an 80-year-old client, and a tree had come down through her house, and he'd been trying to find her a hotel room all day, finally got her a room at the Ramada, and then got there, and they no longer had any power. So he's worried that he's going to have to take this 80-year-old client home with him because he can't find her a hotel room anywhere in the greater Tulsa area. It really is a problem. Almost all the hotels that have power are completely full.
Jason, the storm was predicted. From what you've heard, were residents prepared for it?
I don't think anyone was quite prepared for this. There are a few gas stations that are operating. At those gas stations, there are long lines right now. So people might have prepared, but clearly people didn't prepare as much as they should have. That could be an issue. People are saying that it could take 10 days before electricity is fully restored in Tulsa. And if that's the case, a lot of shops are still closed. People, I think, are probably going to be without some of the goods that they need.
And the forecast in Tulsa for the next few days?
Fortunately, it's supposed to stay above freezing. That's going to help. It'll allow some of this ice to come off of these trees and hopefully make things better.
Okay, thank you. That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.